Young Player of the Year. You must be quite pleased with an award like that.
Oh, I'm delighted. It just basically tops off the year for me. Obviously, we're getting in the Team of the Year as well. But considering how far I've come over the last year, considering I've been with under-17s last year, to now come in and have, for me personally and the club, it's been a great year. So hopefully now we can just now go on to Wednesday and Sunday and get the job done and then get promotion, and that'll top it off.
This time last year, were you sitting at home watching the Eurovision Song Contest?
This time last year, I actually had a game with the 17s during the day, then I came up to watch a game against Forfar, I think. So it kind of shows you the difference between now and then I'm playing in it this year.
The 17s playing that day?
Yeah. I'm sure we beat Queen's Park 2-1.
Yeah.
But so it's a wee bit of a difference for then going to come and watch a game against Forfar, and then this time I'm playing in it, so I'm really pleased with it.
The manager described today as the best performance of the season.
Oh, it was brilliant. Obviously, we knew what we had to do. We knew if we had put the effort in and showed the desire and the will to win, then we'd have enough ability throughout the side to go on and win the match, and luckily we did that. Obviously, we came in the first 15 minutes flying and took the game to them. Had a lot of chances in the first half, and obviously we thought, there was one point when we were thinking it was just going to be one of those days. Some of the chances we were missing that, but obviously the crowd stayed with us throughout the whole game, and our support was brilliant, and that got us through, and obviously after the extra time, we got it done.
Exactly. There were five changes. I mean, was that what made the difference between Wednesday night and Saturday night?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't say so. Obviously, everyone liked what the gaffer said. They couldn't possibly. Yeah, I'd say so. Obviously, the gaffer said some of the boys were probably still tired for Wednesday. The gaffer says he couldn't play like the same team for the four games. So maybe a wee change was what was needed. But obviously, everyone, even the subs, everyone was. It was great to be a part of today. It was brilliant.
It would still be hard for him to change that team, I would have thought.
I suppose it would be, but it's his choice, eh? We'll just have to see what happens. But whatever side's put out, we'll go and battle everything and put everything in the game, and hopefully we'll come through it.
How did it feel for you personally to play in a game like that?
It was brilliant. It was a wee bit nerve-wracking. It was nerve-wracking to say the least, but once I got my first couple of touches, I thought I settled into the game well, and I just loved every minute. Like, the fans were brilliant, they were behind us. It was a great atmosphere, so it was really good to play, and hopefully there'll be more to come anyway.
How much did it prey on your mind that, you know, if you didn't win that game, that was the season?
Oh, it did, but we were all thinking about that, but at the same time we tried to blank that out and just go and win the game, which was the main thing to do. But obviously we didn't want to go into the game, obviously we're 2-1 down, we didn't want to go in with a negative attitude, thinking, oh, we're 2-1 down, we might not come into this like victorious, basically. We just wanted to go in and give it our all, pass the ball about well. We knew, like, fitness wise we were going to be superior to them really, so if we tied them out, we knew we'd eventually get a break, and obviously we're just glad we came away with the three goals and the win.
When I spoke to Stephen Bell on Wednesday night, he said these are the kind of games that players want to play, and he's 29, so he'll know that kind of thing. You're only 18, and so, you know.
It was a good experience for me playing it. Obviously it's my first real taste, if you know what I mean, like really competitive football, but it's good for me. It's a good, at the same time, it's a good learning curve. Yeah. Obviously, I've just got to do my all for the team, and hopefully, well, like what I said, we'll come in with a win.
Has your dad been there today? And
oh, he was there with my granddad. So.
Yeah.
And his pal actually, but he loved it. He enjoys watching me play. He comes every week, so.
What's he said to you since the game?
Oh, I've just said he was delighted with me and glad that we got the win. So now he'll be there on Wednesday night and looking forward to the game, so can't wait.
You'll be looking forward to Wednesday and the final as well.
Oh, definitely. Hopefully I've done enough to keep my place, but obviously, like what I said, it's the gaffer's choice, I don't know, but even if I'm on the bench, I'll be buzzing for the lads, and I hope we get through it.
Right, don't we all? Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Definitely. But we'll just have to see. Obviously, we're coming, we've been a division above. We've already proved this year that we can beat them. So if we go out with the right mentality and put in the effort and show the desire, which all of us have, then hopefully we'll pass them off the pitch, and hopefully we'll get through the tie.
And it could be a very special day next Sunday.
It could be. It would top off the season for both me and for the club. It would be. If it were to win, it'd be brilliant, because looking at the league next year, everyone wants to be in that league. Some are saying it'll be better than the SPL, so hopefully it'll be a day to remember next Sunday.
You want to be there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thanks.